So this is the last shiur before Tisha B'Av, and we're gonna try to finish up our careful, full analysis of all of Sefer Eicha. And by that I mean the brief insights we've been able to share in just these few days. And hopefully it won't prepare us for Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av will be a different Tisha B'Av. Again, to reiterate this, the purpose of this is to prepare you for Tisha B'Av to the best of my ability. That's a Mimon Hashach, meaning if Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tov, then and I have no idea what it is. I've never experienced that before. So then I have nothing to share with you. You know just as much as I do about Tisha B'Av being a Yom Tov. Therefore, you know, I wouldn't spend this time teaching you anything anyway. I would just try to find someone else who would know, and you know, a Navi or something, and learn from them. But if Tisha B'Av is not a Yom Tov, then I have experienced Tisha B'Av before, more Tisha B'Avs than all of you here, so I can share some thoughts to prepare for that. So again, we don't want to prepare for that, but just in case we chas v'shalom have the Tisha B'Av we've had for the last bunch of years, so just to prepare properly for it. We've already started we've already started the Avelis. I mean, we haven't held back from meat for so long, but conceptually we are already in the heart of the 3 weeks, 9 days actually, and Shavuot Shacholbo. So to prepare accordingly, but of course not giving up on the potential for Tisha B'Av being a much happier time. So we ended off Pasuk Gimel, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, with these words, Kol Rodfeh Yisigua Bein HaMesarim. Anybody who chases after her will overtake her, will get her, between the straits. So the imagery is somebody trapped, right? Someone being chased after, someone being pursued, and being trapped and cornered and overtaken and imprisoned. And it's referring to Yerushalayim, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. But there's a beautiful Chassidish pshat that if you've been here for a little bit, you've certainly heard. It's quoted from the Maggid of Mezrich. He says, Kol rodefeha yisigua bein hamitzarim. Kol rodefeha, that's should be read as rodef ka, yud and hey. Pasuk Gimel. So you see, Pasuk Gimel, Kol rodefeha yisigua. Anybody who chases after yud and hey will overtake her. Meaning, if you try to reach out for Hashem during this time, during bein hamitzarim, during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, if you try to reach out and connect to Hashem, then you will be able to get there. You'll be able to, right, rodefeha, chasing after Yud Kei, after Hashem, you will be able to get there. And it's because Hashem is not Hashem is not in his Beis HaMikdash Kavayachal. There is no Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches says that Now that the Zechorban Hashem resides in the Dalad Amas of Halacha, so when people are learning Halacha, living Halacha, that's where Hashem resides. Hashem can be found, especially during Bein HaMitzarim, Hashem can be found for anybody who's chasing after, whoever's pursuing Hashem. And that's the word. Has anybody ever heard that before? Okay. Now, I had a Hosafa that I think is... bless you. That brings it home a little bit more. If you look at the word hisiguha, right? So let's try to think about it. Grammatically, it's a little bit awkward. Kol harodef ka, kol rodefah, kol rodef ka. Anybody chases after Hashem, hisiguha overtakes her. Usually, we refer to Hashem in the masculine. The shem of yud and hey is usually masculine. So hisiguha will overtake her. But it could be that we can read these words, and if you see it inside, you see it more clearly. It could be we could read it the same way we read rodefeha. Kol rodefeha, kol rodef yud kei. Anybody who chases after yud kei, he sieg vav and hey, will achieve vav and hey. Bein HaMitzarim. Dafka during this time, Bein HaMitzarim. Okay, so does that make sense? Anybody who chases after yud and hey will achieve vavin hay. Okay, so what does that mean? So it's discussed in Hasidus, and it's really based on much earlier sources, that Yud and He, that name of Hashem, or that part of the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Hashem, that part of the name of Hashem, connects to spiritual matters, and Vav and He connects to physical matters. Right, there are physical ways of connecting to Hashem, and there are spiritual ways. What's an example of a spiritual way to connect to Hashem? Davening, good. Another one.
Learning
Torah, good. Give me physical ways to connect to Hashem.
Eating.
Right, physical mitzvot. Depends what type of mitzvot, but some mitzvot, yeah. Right, mitzvot is a large category. So they also explain that, you know, you have words like, you know, where do you find yud and hey? So the words like achila, yud and hey. There's a yud and hey in there. Shtia, lina, bia, different physical actions, all yud and hey. While you have words like avoda, vav and hey. Torah, mitzvah. These words have vav and hey. That the spiritual. So that's actually going to be the reverse, because that indicates that that even in these physical things, there should be a spiritual component, and even the spiritual things is a physical component. But that's yud and hey, and that's vav and hey. So with that said, I hope I didn't lose anybody too much. So now taking a look at Pasuk Gimel, we say called Rovah Yisigua Bein Hamitzarim. Anybody who chases after yud and hey during this time will achieve vav and hey. What I think is going on here, the name Yud and Hey is connected to spiritual matters. That's Vav and Hey is physical matters. So many people claim to have a true connection to Hashem, right? They claim, right? We spoke about this. Yeshayahu spoke about this. We spoke about this. But really, they only serve Him through physical things. Meaning, there are certain people who enjoy their Yiddishkeit very much, right? And what does that mean? Enjoying Yiddishkeit. That means enjoying my chillin' Friday night. And Shabbos day, and Thursday night, maybe some leftovers from Shabbos. It's rocking out at a fun tish, or it's, you know, eating and drinking on Yom Tov, eating and drinking at Jewish weddings, and there's a lot of just physical simcha involved in Judaism. There's a lot of that, and it's so beautiful. And what's more delicious than, you know, a latke on Hanukkah and, you know, all the other physical pleasures that there are in Judaism. But the truth is that if somebody only connects to Hashem on this physical level without trying to connect on the spiritual God behind the physicality, so what happens? They're not really connecting at all. They're not connecting to God. That's not avodas Hashem. If your Judaism begins and ends at eating a latke on Hanukkah, or even eating chulent on Shabbos, so you're not really connecting to anything spiritual. You're doing physical actions, certainly, but you're not connecting to anything spiritual. Only somebody who's willing to connect to God through spiritual means is able to properly elevate the physical. I mean, if you're not davening, and you're not learning, and you're not saying tehillim, if you don't have that spiritual connection, then how can you possibly suggest that your physical actions are God-centered? How is that possible? If you're not keeping Shabbos, if you're not on the Lamatas Malachos, then what does your oneg Shabbos mean? It means you're just trying to satisfy yourself in a way that people won't judge your eating too much. Oh, the Kavod Shabbos, Kodesh. Chas v'shalom to put down Kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. They're a real hot mitzvos. Real components of Shabbos. But if that's where Shabbos begins and ends, if there's not the other component, the more spiritual component, then the physical component, you can't even pretend that it's part of Avodas Hashem. And because of that, I want to suggest that Yirmiyahu says over here, when he says, Korodafeha hisiguha, anybody who chases, and with the Magna Mezrich, anybody who chases after Yud Kei, and then with my Ono Safa, you will achieve Vav Hei. So I want to suggest that what Yirmiyahu is saying, he's saying anybody who chases after Yud and Hey, meaning the spiritual path of connecting to Hashem, you will achieve the Vav and the Hey, meaning the opportunity to connect to Him through physical means as well. That if you chase after Yud and Hey, if you chase after that spiritual path of God, then you could also do the Vav and the Hey. Then you're chilling, then you don't gain weight on Shabbos. Okay? Maybe. Right? Then you're able to do the physicality. Then you're able to engage in all the beautiful, pleasurable gashmis of Yiddishkeit and call that Avodas Hashem. Call that real, genuine Avodas Hashem. Taking a bite of kugel on Shabbos. Having a little bit of wine and dancing at a wedding. Sitting at a tish. That can be genuine, and not just genuine, perhaps the holiest Avodas Hashem. But you need the Yud and Hey first. You need a somewhat of a relationship with Hashem, some talking to Him, some listening to Him, right? Talking to Him is davening, listening to Him is Torah. When we learn Torah, Hashem is talking to us. When we're davening, we're talking to Him. You need some of that. If you don't have communication, and the first thing that anybody will tell you about relationships is that communication is key. If you don't have communication with your relationship with Hashem, if you're not talking to Him in davening, and He's not talking to you in Torah because you're not learning, so you don't have the relationship. So how can you try to tell me that the kugel you're eating is connecting to Hashem? So that's where I want to suggest pshat is in Kol Rodvei Sigua. Anybody who chases after Yud and Hey can achieve Vav and Hey. But Bein HaMitzarim. What's unique about this time, Bein HaMitzarim, during this time? Why now more than ever? So I think Yirmiyahu is telling us that this is more evident during the 3 weeks because we limit our physical pleasure. This point of the year, we limit our gashmias more than any other time. Starting with the 3 weeks, and you don't feel it as much here, but with music, with recreational swim. It's interesting. Like, the swim program that's part of my recreation program is called therapeutic. It's not called recreational. If it was recreational, we wouldn't be able to. I mean, you know, for our campus, it's therapeutic. But just stam recreational swim during 3 weeks isn't done. Haircuts, shaving, just trying to beautify yourselves. And then during the 9 days, eliminating, having siyum, the intake of meat and of wine, grape juice. Tisha B'Av itself, fasting, sitting on the floor, not sitting in a comfortable way, taking away your pillow or your second pillow or whatever it might be. Limiting the physicality, that's what we do in 3 weeks. Then the 9 days, and then Tisha B'Av. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Maseches Tanis says that only somebody who mourns for the Beis HaMikdash will be able to celebrate will celebrate the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that? Well, it's obvious. Because if you're just in it for the Yom Tovim, if you're just in Yiddishkeit for the Kugel, then you're that guy who's just friends with the rich kid because he gets the good stuff. You're the guy, I'm the Simcha guy. I go to my friends' Vort, Lachayim, wedding, engagement party, Shabbat Shabbat Brochos, Shabbat Chatan, whatever he has, I'm gonna be there, that's fun. Oh, but he needs help? Oh, he's having a rough time? It'll be fine. I want to pay a shiva call. It's so awkward. What am I going to say? Tell me when his wedding is. I'll be there. When she's engaged, I'm first person there. When they need help, when they're going through a rough time, something happened. Grandfather passed away from COVID. I don't have to call. Someone else. Going through enough. Who's Hashem's friends? Right, this is the context of our pasuk. You remember yesterday's pasuk? What do we say? V'dimasa alecha ya, in lamanachem mikol aveha. All the loves of Yerushalayim are not being menachem her. Kol re'eha bagtuba, all her friends betrayed her. Hayula la'ayivim, they became like enemies. This pasuk it laments about the supposed lovers of Yerushalayim don't console her. Her friends betray her. This could refer to someone who claims to love Hashem and Torah when it's really all about the pleasure one receives from Avodas Hashem and Torah. But when it comes to things like davening, learning, keeping halacha, the spiritual things, they turn their backs on Hashem and His Torah. This pasuk, as Rashi understands it further, is that Yehuda was put into galus, right? We mentioned this. Yehuda was exiled because of the suffering. The suffering in Israel, but didn't find things better in his new location. It wasn't better, right? There was no Manoach in the future place. Immediately following is the phrase we just mentioned, which can be understood as explaining the issue and giving the way to turn around this perversion. But are we the guys who are, and girls who only show up to Hashem's simcha, Hashem's wedding, or do we say Hashem, we're real friends? There were way more people who came to. That's not true. But in my personal case, there were a lot of people who came to weddings that I don't know. People like to go to weddings. People like to go to fun things. How many people show up to the shiva? How many people show up when you really need them? And what do you know about those people? The people who do show up?
Friends.
True friends. Family. True friends. People who have loyalty. This is Hashem Shiva. Tisha B'Av is Mesa Muta Lefanav. If we're not sad about the Mesa Mikdash, okay, listen, it's been 2,000 years since we had it, and it's hard to know. We can maybe feel it a little bit when we say, oh no, I can't have Dougies. Okay. Hashem's in mourning, okay? Hashem's in mourning during the 9 days, and the Tisha B'Av is the Tisha B'Av we've had. Hashem's in mourning. The very least, we have to be Menachem Avel. That's the pshat, by the way, Menachem Av. We have to be Menachem our father, Menachem Av, and Tisha B'Av. That means Kol Rod Ve Hizigua, chasing after Yudke during this time. When we're limiting our gashmis, this is where you show if you're a true friend, a true love of Hashem. If you're able to get into Tisha B'Av, I have been zocha to spend both two special days with Rav Judah, Purim and Tisha B'Av. Has everyone seen Rav Judah on Tisha B'Av here? Many of you. So I've been zocha to see him on Purim and Tisha B'Av. There are few Jews that have seen more Purim Dik on Purim, and there are few Jews that have seen more Tisha B'Av Dik on Tisha B'Av. There are few Jews that have seen more. And it's directly related. We alluded to this earlier in the week when we spoke about Eicha and Esther, that there are some people who are, if you're just a Purim Jew and you're not a Tisha B'Av Jew, celebrating so happy, enjoying Simcha on Purim, and you're not destroyed on a Tisha B'Av, when we're in the state of Galus, you're not destroyed over the Beis HaMikdash and destroyed about how much pain Hashem is, the Shechina is in the Galus, then there's something we have to fix up a little bit. During this time period, to tap into what we have, there's a tie of, especially if you're someone who programs for things, that if you have a Shabbos Nachamu coming up, especially just like a day after Tisha B'Av, basically, and you have big events, so it's like can we just skip Tisha B'Av? Let's jump past Tisha B'Av and go right to Nachamu. I heard they're going to have the Chinese again that we had the other night for the meal, and that's going to be nice, and a pillar Shabbaton and all that. But that's like if you have that, you have to fight that. You have to fight that because we shouldn't be looking forward to Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu shouldn't happen. We should have Shabbos Simchu and Shabbos Simchas Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we should be like all booking our flights Erev Shabbos or tomorrow. That's what should be happening. So please don't look forward to Shabbos Nachamu and try to get past Tisha B'Av. Let's try to be fully into Tisha B'Av. And if it's Yom Tov, Kol HaKavod, wonderful, I'll be thrilled and I have nothing to say to you because I don't know anything. And if Chas HaShalom it's not, immerse yourself in the day. Sit there on the floor with Hashem in the Shiva or in his Aninus. Sit there. Take part. Be one of the Ohaveha. It's not enough not to be Oyavim. It's not enough not to be Re'eha. Be Ohaveha. Be one of the loves of Hashem. And if you're able to do that, says Yirmiyahu, Kol Rodefeha, if you chase after the Yudkei, Hashem, when there's no physical pleasures involved, you'll be able to achieve even Vavhei when the time is right, when there's a time for Gashmias. Shabbos Nachmu or Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's Hashem. May you see it soon.